UPenn loses major donor, board member over anti-Semitism. By Paul Bois on October 16, 2023. The University of Pennsylvania lost both a major donor and a board member over allegations of anti-Semitism amid the Israel-Hamas war. John Huntsman, former U.S. ambassador and a major donor to the university, said he would no longer be funding the school, citing its silence in the face of the horrific terrorist attack that claimed an estimated 1,200 Israeli lives, most of whom were civilians. Video shows Hamas rockets, paragliders, terrorists streaming into Israel. The university's silence in the face of reprehensible and historic Hamas evil against the people of Israel, when the only response should be outright condemnation, is a new low. Silence is anti-Semitism, and anti-Semitism is hate, the very thing higher ed was built to obviate, Huntsman said in a letter obtained by the Daily Pennsylvanian. Consequently, Huntsman Foundation will close its checkbook on all future giving to Penn, something that has been a source of enormous pride for now three generations of graduates. My siblings join me in this rebuke, he added. After a three-hour emergency meeting, Vahan Gurigian resigned from UPenn's Board of Trustees for the same reason. Just as at so many other elite academic institutions, the Penn community has been failed by an embrace of anti-Semitism, a failure to stand for justice and complete negligence in the defense of our students' well-being, Gurigian said in his resignation letter. UPenn President Liz McGill said that the university does not support anti-Semitism. The university did not, and emphatically does not, endorse these speakers or their views. While we did communicate, we should have moved faster to share our position strongly and more broadly with the Penn community, McGill said. I stand, and Penn stands, emphatically against anti-Semitism. We have a moral responsibility, as an academic institution and a campus community, to combat anti-Semitism and to educate our community to recognize and reject hate, she added. As Breitbart News reported, Apollo Global Management CEO Mark Rowan, a prominent donor to UPenn, called on Liz McGill to resign for her response to the rising tide of anti-Semitism on campus. It took less than 2 weeks to go from the Palestine Rights Literary Festival on UPenn's campus to the barbaric slaughter and kidnapping of Israelis, Rowan wrote. Related, it is evil, U.S. diplomat breaks down witnessing aftermath of Hamas attack in Israel. Editor's note, this story was updated to reflect the revised number on the death toll from the October 7 Hamas attack in Israel. The Israeli government estimate of 1,400 was revised to around 1,200, according to Reuters. Paul Roland Bois joined Breitbart News in 2021. He also directed the award-winning feature film Exemplum, which can be viewed for free on YouTube or Tubi. A high-quality, ad-free stream can also be purchased on Google Play or Vimeo on demand. Follow him on Twitter at ProLandFilms or Instagram at ProLandFilms.